Well, the temperatures are going to stay hot, but the humidity is more comfortable. It's a little lower and a little nicer when you walk out the door this morning after yet another day of rain yesterday, although it was very back and forth. We had sunshine. We had some downpours. We had some lightning and thunder, gusty winds, back into sunny skies. All told, there was a swath of rain across the south side that reached about as far north as I-10 that reached again near 1 inch. That means two-day totals of as much as an inch and a half to 2 inches, locally even a little bit more. That's good rain. We needed that rain. Things have all of a sudden greened up, and we all of a sudden seem to be in much better shape overall from a rainfall standpoint, and now it's time to dry out, but only for a couple of days. Temperatures this afternoon will get back to near 90 degrees, but with that lower humidity, it's certainly tolerable. And thanks to a northwest wind and offshore wind, temperatures will make it into the upper 80s all the way to the beaches. And we'll end the work week on a hot note tomorrow on your Friday around 90 degrees. The humidity will start to edge upward, but not a bad day overall. Now, as we get into the weekend, it certainly will be hot and humid, and we have another cold front approaching, and that's going to mean some more rain. Showers and scattered thunderstorms developing late Saturday, continuing into Saturday night, right on into Sunday morning. This could be another pretty decent rain across the area, with amounts averaging an inch, give or take. There may be a few strong storms, depending on the exact timing there, late in the afternoon on Saturday and into Saturday evening. We'll keep you updated, of course. And it does look like at least some of that rain lingers into Sunday morning. So your weekend is going to be impacted at least to some degree. We should see that rain diminishing as we get into Sunday afternoon. And then early next week, we're back to drier weather and hotter temperatures. While the Jags finally released their, or the NFL, I should say, released the Jags 2024 schedule and the weather for home games, I've tweeted it out, and it's also my Facebook fan page, at Mike First Alert, but we have our first home game against Cleveland on September 15th, the average high temperature 87, so it's pretty hot, of course, and that does not take into account the feel-like temperatures, which at that time of year are likely to be well into the 90s. The next home game is not until October 6th against Indianapolis. The average high by then is 83. Then we go to London for a couple of weeks, come back against the Green Bay Packers at home October 27th. Average temperature by then's dipped to 78. Not too bad, right? November 10th, the Vikings are in town, the dreaded Vikings, with an average high temperature of 74. By the time we get to early December, the next home game, December 1st against Houston, the average high is 70 degrees. Middle of the month in December, the 15th against the Jets, 68 the average high temperature. And toward the end of the month on December 29th between Christmas and New Year's, a game against Tennessee, the average high temperature 66. So that'll be nice, won't it? The away games, it could be a true scorcher on week one. A September 8th game at Miami, the average high temperature 90 degrees in Miami. Feel like temperatures no doubt will be in triple digits. So let's hope the tropics are behaving themselves. And then we have a big Monday night game a couple weeks later, September 23rd at Buffalo, the average high temperature in Buffalo, 70. That'll be nice, right? Buffalo in November, December could be a much different story, of course. Then we go to Indianapolis on October 6th. That's, of course, in a indoor stadium, but the average high temperature in Indy is 83. Our games in London, October 13th and the 20th, respectively, the average high is in the lower 60s. We are at Philadelphia for a Sunday night nationally televised game on November 3rd, when the average high temperature in Philly is 60 degrees. We go to Detroit, November 17th, the average high is 48, but, of course, that's an indoor game. We go to Tennessee on December 8th, where the average high temperature then is 54 degrees. To Vegas, baby. December 22nd, average high temperature in Vegas by then is down to 55. Not too bad. And then we travel to Indy first week of January, last game of the season, last regular game of the season. Let's hope it's not the last one, right? Of course, that's a dome stadium, indoor stadium, but the average temperature in Indy by then is down to 35 degrees. Again, I've tweeted it out, and it's also on my Facebook fan page at Mike First Alert. The average temperatures for each and every Jags game, home and away. Go Jags! Throw your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jags First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.